Hello and welcome to episode 48 of the Noisecast. I'm your host, Ron, filling in for Steve, I guess, although we kind of just go back and forth these days, so I'm not really filling in anymore. Tonight with me, I have Gonzo Ryder.
Welcome back.
I have Vito.
Yeah!
And we got Penguin.
What's up?
Kevlar is lurking. He may jump in or out.
Lurk.
There he is. So don't be frightened if he pops on. He's all right. He won't hurt you. Be sure to check us out on the internet. We have all sorts of websites. If you don't know them by now, you probably should just go away. And let's get started here.
Yay, we're on the internet.
There he is.
Wow. We're professional. We have a website.
All right. So starting off with the iPhone 4S.
Fours.
They announced it last Tuesday, if I'm correct, and it's a small upgrade, but the stuff that they did change is certainly welcome. There's a faster processor, there's a better camera, there is Siri, which someone told me means...
fucking creepy.
What does Siri mean? Did anyone hear that?
No.
In some kind of, I think, Georgian, it means something bad. If anyone finds that, let us know.
I'm in Alabama, and I don't know what it means here.
Not George. Not... Kevin, are you on the episode or not?
On your mom.
Oh, right. Siri is also the Georgian word for penis.
That's right. So, slight oversight by the Apple people there.
Well, but, I mean, Siri was already named before they bought it, so...
Before Georgians created a language?
No, I mean before Apple bought it, right? It was already called Siri.
Oh, was it a company they acquired?
Did they buy it from somebody else?
Yeah, like it was a company they acquired. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
All right, fair enough. So it's a small upgrade, but it is an upgrade nonetheless. What do you guys think about it?
I think I still don't want one.
Yeah, okay. Well, you never wanted one, so you don't count.
He used to have an iPhone.
I had two iPhones, actually. I had a 3G and a 3GS.
You bailed right before they got good.
I never knew
this. Yeah, and then I jumped ship and went to Motorola. Great
plan.
That was
a smart move.
You know, if you're going to sit there and make fun of your own phone, why don't you just get an iPhone?
Because I really like the Android platform. I don't like the hardware that it's on. That's why I'm waiting for Samsung. I'm waiting for the new Nexus.
Apple is going to sue the shit out of them when they make a phone. Well, personally, I don't know where I stand on the phone. And anyone that's listening that plans on jumping in our little pool based on when I'm going to buy the phone, I'm on the fence about it, to be honest.
I thought we already closed the voting on that one.
Did we?
No, we didn't. Well, yeah, the voting's closed, but, you know, it's still possible to...
Well, maybe your guesses will be right.
Right. There have been some people that projected way out in the future, so...
You have mouthful of candy corn, Vito?
No. Chicken wings. He's got a mouthful of Siri.
I will be honest, most of the features I don't give a shit about. The A5 chip, I don't care. My phone runs fast enough as it is.
That's future-proofing.
Yeah, I guess so. The HD camera is nice. HD video recording is nice. Or the 8-megapixel, whatever it is, camera. Siri is really cool to me, but only if it actually works. But if it did, it would be incredibly helpful in my life. I've already, thought about that before they even announced it. I was like, man, I wish I could just say stuff to my phone and have it text someone back or something like that.
Yeah, but I have trouble believing that it will work as advertised.
I mean, they did the demo in the presentation.
Yeah, but no voice control has ever worked as well as that demo. Now, if they manage to get every single one of the bugs out of voice control in general and get it to be able to recognize what you're going for 100% of the time, then yes, it will be amazing and wonderful and impressive and also creepy as fuck.
Yeah. Well... Ben, maybe you can confirm this. I don't know if you use it much, but the voice control that's currently in the iPhone isn't bad. It usually works pretty well.
Yeah, I do use it just because it's there, and I feel like being fancy sometimes. And it's kind of hit or miss. Sometimes it works really well. Like, usually when I'm calling someone, when I'm like, call home or whatever, that's pretty good. But when I'm trying to use it for like my iPod, it's can be a little weird. I'll be like, play Metallica. And it's like, now playing Boston. That's not even fucking close.
I'll give it that. I usually only use it for calling. I have my Bluetooth set up in my car, like a speakerphone thing. And I'll just hit the button on that, and it brings up the voice commands, and I just say, call, you know, Jake or whatever.
One and nice one that
that's
I
not your,
use.
That's not your phone, though. That's the vehicle that's doing that.
No, it's – no. This isn't – I don't have a fancy car. It's separate. It's a little Bluetooth. Rather than it being an earpiece, it's just a Bluetooth speakerphone that hangs on to the sun visor.
So it's not the Uconnect thing?
No, nothing like that. It's not that fancy. But yeah, that works pretty well. 90% of the time it gets it, and I know I mumble a lot, so.
Chancellorate in the chat brings up a good point that the iPhone knows what I actually want to listen to instead of Metallica. And I actually did make that point when that happened. I was like, well, I guess the iPhone has better taste in music than I do.
But it's like, no, aren't you tired of that shit yet? Listen to this.
Exactly. One feature that I do use all the time, because sometimes I'm too lazy to pull the phone out of my pocket, like if I got headphones on, I'll be like, what time is it? It's like, it is 5:15. All right, thanks.
Wait, it does that?
Yeah, it does.
Get the fuck, hold on.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that the iPhone voice control did. They introduced that with the 3GS, and I played around with it a lot, but it was easier to just look at the phone.
What time is it?
Really?
Shit.
Did you get it to work?
It did work.
It's awesome, right? I mean, it's kind of pointless. It's pointless if you have the phone out in front of you because it says it right at the top. But if you've got headphones on, it's helpful.
Yeah. It might help in the car if my clock radio breaks too. All right. So the 4S, it's not amazing. None of us are truly...
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. Like, it's kind of nice. I wouldn't mind having one, but I don't want to... I'm not eligible for an upgrade, so I'd have to pay full price for it, and that's not worth it. But if I could somehow get it for, you know, without paying too much out of pocket, maybe like $100, then I would do it. Like, the camera's nice. Siri's pretty cool.
I'll tell you...
I'm not rushing out to buy it.
So did they stop doing the early upgrade thing for iPhones?
I guess so.
Well, I guess there's, like... different levels of early upgrade. There's like the regular upgrade, and you get that for $200. And then there's early upgrade, but I'm not sure what exactly the eligibility for that is. But then you pay $400 for the phone, but it's like, it's still $400.
Yeah, well, the reason I ask is because that's the only reason I got the 3GS, is because I was one of those day one people for the 3G, and I did the whole fucking stand in line for 6 hours shit.
You are an Apple fanboy.
Shut up! I stood in line. I got the phone. So I was one of the day one customers. And then when the 3GS came around, I was able to get the – I got the 32 gig 3GS just like a brand new customer. It was the same price.
Yeah, I remember they did – they had kind of broke trend a little bit with the 3GS when it came out. But once the 4 came out, they didn't do the same kind of thing.
Yeah. I think the only thing that really drew me to the 4S right now is the fact that it comes in, 64 gigs now?
Yeah.
And since I'm almost full up on my 32, it might be a good idea to expand a little bit.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think if you're already on a 4 and you're still in contract, it's not much of a, like, you'll still be fine with what you got. You're not missing out much. But if you're still on a 3GS and you haven't upgraded... and you're eligible, like, now's the time. Do it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we'll move on. We'll get all this Apple stuff out of the way real quick. We'll move into iOS 5, which I've been playing with for a few days now.
iOS 5 is what he calls his penis.
Yes. I play with it quite often. Ben has been playing with it for a while, right?
Yeah, I've had it since beta 1. Beginning of the summer. So it's come a long way since then to the Gold Master. It's a lot more stable. And it's pretty good. I like it.
It's
there's a shining review. It's pretty good. I like it.
Yep. Nothing but the best.
It's good. I really like it. Gonzo, what do you think about it?
I don't give a shit.
Go figure.
That was Gonzo language for I still own a BlackBerry and am obsolete.
It really is.
I am becoming obsolete quicker than my phone. That's what Gonzo just said right there.
I'm in the market for a new phone, but not the 4S, so we'll put it like that. Don't care.
Well, you can get the 4 for $99 or the 3GS
for free.
Don't want any of them.
You know, Eric, our own Eric Ravenscraft, or OC Entertainment, as you might know him, he made a good point with the Apple announcing the 3GS being free now, entering, what do they call it, the GIMPed smartphone market, whatever it is.
Something like
that.
You say GIMPed. It's for smartphones for people who want to do all this stuff but aren't chasing magic specs that won't get them anything.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Thanks for stopping by, Kevlar.
I had to go get chips.
Well, you know, the lower-end smartphone market, I guess you would call it. And now Apple's finally tapped into that, which is good for them, I guess.
Which, I mean, if you have the choice between a really crappy, like, Motorola smartphone for free or a 3GS for free, like, what the fuck are you going to pick, really? Unless you're really diehard Android, but are cheap as fuck, then there's no reason not to get the iPhone at that point.
Yeah, tell that to the other two people on this podcast.
Why would I get an old iPhone?
If you just want a smartphone and price is a concern, then sure, why not go with the Tonka, my first smartphone? iPhone.
Not a Tonka. It's more like the Barbie, my first smartphone.
Well, no, it doesn't come in pink. Barbie doesn't have anything that isn't pink.
Okay, it's the Ken doll.
You mean it doesn't have a penis?
Sure. We can go there.
Yeah, because see, Siri's only on the 4S, so.
Yeah. Well, since all of this iPhone stuff is going over like a lead balloon, let's move on.
What about a love balloon?
Just stop. Are you on this episode or not?
Well, we got chips now, so he's ready to go.
Which one's going to irritate you more, if he stays or if he leaves?
Or if I just keep coming and going and never know.
The coming and going is the worst part. If he's here, at least I expect it.
He's keeping you on your toes, man.
Just
how
in
do you
and
think
out.
Steven feels.
Oh my god, I know how he feels. I've hosted this shit before with you. I mean, Steven's got it worse because he's got to deal with me on there, which is a problem.
Yeah.
Because I have two distinct ways of approaching a podcast, but.
Yeah, either hosting or interrupting Cal.
Or, yeah, exactly. All right, well, we'll get away from the Apple stuff, and just to wrap it all up, as everybody knows, Steve Jobs passed away this week. We did a little post on it in the Noisecast, as well as what turned out to be about an hour and a half long podcast about it. You know, obviously the entire tech community is very torn up about it, whether you liked him or not, or like Apple or not. You can't deny that he was a very strong person within the industry. So, you know, we wish his family the best and his colleagues and all of his friends, and may he rest in peace. And we'll leave it at that. Let's see. Moving on from that, Adobe, with a touch of Apple in here. Adobe's showing off Touch Apps, Flash Player 11, and Air version 3. Adobe's been holding a press conference for a few days now, or I think they're done now. But they showed off a whole bunch of stuff they're releasing soon. Flash Player 11 is supposed to be better. I'm sure it won't be.
I don't know. Usually the updated Flash Players get better with time.
I don't know about you guys, but I never even noticed like anything new when Flash updates. Maybe it works a little bit faster, or it doesn't make my machine run as crappy.
Yeah, less memory usage.
It's not like I notice anything. It's just something I put up with because I have to.
It's never like a new feature thing. It's like, oh, now it's a little more stable.
A lot of it sucks under the hood. Like,
yeah, it's all under the hood changes, which you would
never
really notice.
The only reason they give it big numbers like 11 or 10 is just so they feel accomplished. Is that what
Yeah.
You know, on that topic, like, not really related, but what? Why the fuck is Firefox on version 7 already? Like, 4 just came out at the beginning of the summer, and they went 3 whole versions in, like, 3 months. What
actually,
the fuck, Firefox?
In the like, the IT community, that pisses a lot of people off because, you know, companies, large companies especially, in the government, they test versions of things before they pass them out to their users. They make sure they, you know, they here's a test they put them through and everything like that. And it takes time. So constantly have to update your requirements and all that other stuff to test these things. It's stupid.
And what the fuck happened to iterative updates like 4.2, 4.3? No, they just fucking jump straight to 5 and then 6 and 7. That's fucking annoying.
It's gotten a bit ridiculous.
I want to hear a good reason why they did that.
Just to piss you off.
That's a pretty good reason, I guess.
Because you're pretty important.
You're like, this will get that Ben jerk.
Exactly.
No one hit him.
Well, Adobe also showed off Touch Apps, which is supposed to be for the Android and iOS ecosystems, which is from what I gather about it, it's supposed to help you build apps for, you know, smartphones, tablets, all those stuff. Has anyone else seen much more about this? I didn't really notice much.
This is one of those tech things that everybody expects, but nobody gives a shit about.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am with it. I don't know.
I'd prefer we move away from Flash because, you know...
Because Steve Jobs said so? Fuck you, fanboy!
Oh, okay. No, just because it... Every time like I load up fucking YouTube, my laptop sounds like a fucking... Harrier jet is taking off. My fans whirl up like
HTML5
crazy.
HTML5 works just fine for me.
Yeah, but I'm not using the HTML5. But because there are other reasons.
Well, whose fault is
so,
that?
So we should all bow to the people who refuse to get new technology.
Yes. No, I mean, I don't know. I don't care very much for Flash. It doesn't play nice with my system. So
yeah,
that's because you live in Apple land.
Well, to be honest, it doesn't really play nice with any system.
It doesn't.
Big. It's beastly. If I'm running like a large Flash video, for some reason, full screening, I don't know how, still takes 10 times the processing power as watching a video in a window. But if you full screen it, I mean, I've got a Core i5 and it's still like jumps up to like 50% from like 15. Why? Somebody tell me why that happens when it's a Flash video.
I think Flash sucks. Just like figures out how much like memory you've got open and use up 75% of that no matter what.
So yeah, here we go.
Is there a good alternative? Because yeah, there's HTML5 and I'm so ready for HTML5, but it's taking a long time to come out.
Well, there's Silverlight.
It is out, though. I mean, for the most part, a lot of stuff is available in HTML5. Look at the Apple site and some of... Just go on the Apple site, go to the iPhone page, and at the top, there's like a banner that normally would be a Flash banner, but it's got like pictures of the iPhone, and they swirl all around and they jump and stuff. And
that's one website. How many websites there are?
Well, I mean, let's be honest... Apple's trying to lead the way with some of this HTML5 stuff because they're trying to poo-poo Flash.
I don't go to Apple's website to watch multimedia stuff. So they have an HTML5 awesome banner.
I'm just saying that the capability is here. It's ready now. Well, and it's not just in Safari. Like, I was viewing that site in Chrome. I'm sure it works just as well in Firefox.
Not until you get, you know, 90 or 80% of the internet using a browser that supports it, is everyone going to jump on it?
Yeah, well, people using IE6. That doesn't even support HTML4.
Something else we're forgetting is HTML5 isn't a standard. It's not like Flash. It's a container.
Right.
Well, and also, HTML5 still isn't quite up to par with Flash yet. Like, as much as I don't like Flash, it can just do a lot more than HTML5
can. Of course
can.
It can.
Because, well,
it,
like, I meant,
it
well,
demands
like I mentioned,
80% of your system resources. Yeah.
And we've had this conversation a million times before. And the stuff
Ron.
That's what I'm saying. The stuff that Flash can do that HTML5 can't do, I don't want to view on a website. I don't want a website where shit just jumps out all over the place and moves everywhere and just is a mess.
Well,
like, as the example I've used before, every single website made for a movie is Flash and, like, entirely Flash, and it's just a mess.
Well, I mean, I'm glad they don't have that, but what I'm talking about specifically is, like I mentioned, I'm not using the HTML5 version of YouTube, because back when I switched to it, maybe they've updated it since then, but you couldn't do a lot of the same stuff that the Flash version could. Like, I think annotations didn't work.
Okay,
and stuff like that. So
I could do without that shit too.
I can do that. I mean, I can load the full HTML side of YouTube on my phone.
Yeah.
The browser supports HTML5. My phone's browser supports the new Pandora. The only thing, if you look at the new Pandora, the HTML5 based one, it's the only thing you'll notice that's not, you know, that wasn't there in Flash is the fact that their loading bar looks like a crappy, you know, 98 animation. It's a spiral thing, and it's all pixelated to hell. Yeah, as it spins. But it works. So, and it works on my phone, which is nifty. I don't see, aside from video and high-quality graphics, which even then, if you go to Chrome Experiments, you can see all the crazy things you can do using HTML5.
No, yeah. There are some crazy things, though. I have actually seen Game Boy Color emulators that are full HTML5, and they technically work on my phone, but they run like shit, but it technically works.
Send me the link. Cool. I want to play with those.
Yeah, I'll find it, and I'll send it to you.
That actually sounds
pretty interesting. Or we can put it in the show notes or something.
I mean, the point is, there's got to be a move made by HTML5, because I am fed up with Flash. I don't like it. I don't think it's ever going to get any better. It's hit its peak, and this is what it does.
Yeah.
And it sucks at doing it.
There's only a few things that I think you really need something like Flash for.
But even at that point, like, there's nothing I do in my day-to-day life that I need Flash for.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But I'm saying, like, I said something like Flash. Like, there's something that you need that much, you know, dedicated 80% of your processor crap to. like how was it Netflix uses Silverlight. A lot of that is, I mean, I'm sure a lot of that has to do with the DRM streaming back and forth. There's a reason they didn't pick Flash.
Yeah. I mean, Silverlight's not that bad, but I'm not a fan of that one either.
Well, yeah, you're not a fan of it because it's an extra plugin that only a few sites use, and you don't realize you need it until you have it.
Right. And I'm sure whenever I need to use it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not optimized to your...
It works fine. Whenever I've used it, like, the actual Silverlight works okay. But every time I get to a site that uses it, and I rarely do because I do Netflix on my phone, I end up... there's always an update for Silverlight. So I get on the site. It's like, this site requires Silverlight. You need to update yours. So I got to spend an extra, you know, 3 minutes going through that.
Oh, God. And then 3 minutes of bronze time.
I've got the same problem, though. Like, every time I watch Netflix on my browser, which isn't as often, I usually watch it on my Xbox or phone, it says, there's an update to Silverlight. Do you want to do that now? I'm like, no, I just want to fucking watch The Office.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll do it later. And I always forget. So the only time I ever see that update is like, oh, do you want to do this now? No. So I'm probably, like, way behind on Silverlight.
I hope something they do in Windows 8 is cumulative updates, where people or, like, developers like Adobe, Silverlight, you know, whoever the hell else, can register with Microsoft when their updates come out, and that gets bundled in with the Windows updates.
Yeah.
Like, for certain big-name things, I mean, Java's updated 3 times a day. Adobe is updated, you know, 3 times a week. Silverlight is updated. I don't know. I rarely use it. But if Windows was like, oh, hey, these need updating, and here's your Windows updates for, you know, this week. Do it all at once. Boom.
I was thinking the same thing. I wish there was something like that in OS X. It's like, I wish I could just go, like, search all my programs, see if any of them need to be updated, and let me do it all at once.
Well, I mean,
they haven't implemented that yet.
Windows 7 does driver updates. So... I don't know. And those aren't even signed. Like, they just get notified that there's a driver update. It's not like Windows actually checks to verify it's safe.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I like about Windows 7 And Vista did it too, but yeah, most people don't know that. But that's one of the things that I like. I can just go to Windows Update, and it'll update everything. I got my video card, my new motherboard, my sound card, everything. Everything that needs, well, yeah, everything that needs to be updated is sitting right there. I can just click one button, and boop, there it goes.
I know Apple does it with Java. I honestly don't look at it enough to really know.
Well, that's because Java's baked in, which yeah. I, for the life of me, I can't figure out why Java's still not baked into Windows.
Right.
I mean, for
they
serious.
Do it with all the Apple programs. They do it. I know that much. But like Chrome, well, Chrome updates itself whenever the hell it wants to. I have no idea how that thing works.
Well, basically, when you it'll just download the update, and whenever you close it, it just installs the update, and it doesn't really tell you.
See, that's what I want.
Yeah, it's. I mean, and if like I left my laptop on or hibernated like 10 days, and Chrome up by the little wrench thing has a little arrow next to it, a little up arrow, says, oh, there's updates for it. So I closed the three tabs that I had open, and oh, I have a fresh new Chrome that's exactly the same.
Well, yeah, most of it's on the hood. But actually, Google the Google TV, the Logitech review does that as well. I turn it off, like, you know, when I'm not watching TV, when I'm at work or when I'm in bed, whatever. It updated the whole system. I had a new version of Netflix. Like, it was a totally redesigned thing.
Yeah.
You know, I had nothing to do with it. And I honestly, like, people are like, oh, well, security, blah, blah, blah. I need to tell it that I wanted to do this and stuff. But, like, if it's coming from Google, I'm sure I'll be all right. They're not going to, you know, destroy my system with their browser or with whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But
until their servers become self-aware and then they can explain it, and then we're all fucked.
Siri?
Yeah, until Siri figures out it's alive.
Did any of you guys see that that Siri demo video where they replaced all the stuff with GLaDOS from
Portal?
Yeah,
that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want my fucking phone to sound like GLaDOS.
That'd be cool.
That's going to be the first thing that goes on the jailbreak of you know, Siri related jailbreak. It's going to be a voice pack.
I hope so.
Someone is going to spend the time to assemble all the different words that GLaDOS used, and or hire a voice actress to do the
maybe
rest
Darth
of
Vader. Darth Vader would be awesome.
Well, I mean, it's just like they come out with, you know, TomTom voices. They should have Siri voices.
Oh yeah, they totally should. But I don't know if that plays into the Apple, we won't let you customize shit for shit.
99 cents.
They will not let you do that.
Wait. It depends if they can make more money. Well, see, they wouldn't let you do that. We still don't know how much Apple's going to change.
I'd be surprised if it changed much at all, but
I don't know. I'm still waiting. Obviously, we're not going to see change, I don't think, for 6 months, but
yeah.
Beyond that, it's up in the air.
All right, well, let's move away from Apple and Flash and all that crap. Let's talk about the Nexus Prime. Delayed.
We've seen
running Ice Cream Sandwich, which I guess is the new OS for Android.
Yeah. Did you watch the video?
I did not. I don't give a shit about Nexus Prime or an Ice Cream Sandwich.
I like Ice Cream Sandwiches. Those are good.
I'm looking at it now. Ooh. Quite pretty.
I can't play it because everyone on the Ustream can hear it, so.
It was enough to make me excited and then disappointed because I won't have it for at least a little bit longer.
It does look really nice.
Well, okay, you know why you won't have it? Because carriers still haven't figured out how to do updates.
Oh, see, I have already decided that I'm getting the Nexus Prime. So,
it looks very nice. I will give it that. I don't like those widget things.
Well,
whatever they are.
Not clean enough.
I mean, I like widgets.
Yeah, as from like a design standpoint, they kind of just make me on edge.
Well, the thing about the widgets is that's a personal preference. That's something that you put on there. So his widgets aren't going to look like my widgets.
I think I see where Ron's coming from. That's the same reason I don't like Android, especially compared to Windows Phone 7.
Yeah, Windows Phone 7's great.
Because honestly, the initial home screen and alternate side screen or whatever of Windows Phone 7 can be beat in terms of clarity. know what stuff is. iOS is a little bit busy, and then Android, unless you skin it, is completely whacked out and all over the place.
Yeah.
Not that you can't easily figure it out and use it and love it. It's just I've really fallen for the minimalist thing with Windows Phone 7. And the only thing that really pisses me off is that some people refuse to allow their live tiles to use the stock color. Like they have, like the Weather Channel. Do you really need to have blue in the background when I'm running an orange tile theme?
Yes.
No, you don't. It pisses me off. Stop it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna.
Don't you hate when you have blue in the background on that orange tile theme?
Yeah, me too, Ron.
The live tiles. It's a black background. You've got the tiles. They're all one color. You know that from the ads.
Yes.
Right?
Well, no, I've played with it briefly, so yeah. I know the tiles.
But you know, you can change the color of the tiles. That's a setting. That's nifty, cool, whatever. But some people don't let their tiles just be, you know, the whatever color you choose, and then white.
Oh, like they override your default settings.
Yeah.
Dicks.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a pretty big problem you got on your hands.
Yeah, it is. It's much like the iOS 5 problems that are out there. Nobody cares about them.
You know, but I don't look at Apple as being busy, like you said, from their the iPhone, like desktop or whatever you want to call it, being busy. I don't think it's that busy.
It's okay. There's more visually going on. Than the Windows Phone 7 thing,
I think. Yeah, I guess the tiles are a lot larger.
Yeah, it's a lot larger, and most of the icons are basic. Like the envelope is an outline of an envelope. You know, the phone is just a phone, and it has your carrier listed.
See, I don't fall for the minimalism where everything needs to be simple looking. I just need it to be clean.
I don't either.
It's very defined edges and stuff. Like apps are organized by four, and that's it. You know,
no,
you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying, and I understand that it's, you know, it doesn't bother me that it's not. If it was all unminimalist, that'd be fine.
Right.
But it's not. Half of the live tiles I want on my home screen are the, you know, the basic minimalist, like the bird song. It has a little. It's my Twitter app. It has a little bird, and then the number pops up next to it, and that fits the theme. However, right next to that is the Weather Channel app, which I use all the damn time, so I put it on my home screen. And it's right now it's black, and it's got a moon and the Weather Channel logo on it, and it's got this all sorts of words and crap on it. It's like everything looks pretty except for that.
So really, your only gripe is with the Weather Channel, not with Windows.
Well, no, I think it's stupid that they let them customize that icon so much.
Honestly, that Weather Channel app would irritate me to the point where I would just fucking take it off my home screen. I just wouldn't want to look at it.
I moved it down. I moved it so it's not on the top home screen, if you will. The first eight icons show on the home screen. So I moved it so it's number 7, or number 9, rather.
Take that, Weather Channel. Yeah.
I wish I could criticize you for being overly picky, but I've actually removed songs from my iTunes library because they had horrible album artwork.
Okay. I'm starting to feel like I'm not that crazy.
We're all crazy.
That's bullcrap, Ron.
Look, your craziness isn't diminished by ours.
Yeah.
It is. You guys are nuts.
You want my nuts.
You guys are out of your fucking minds. I'm going to go.
Bye. Am I in charge now?
Sure. Take over.
Okay. I have a website open that has a bunch of links on it. Let's click one. We only had 5 topics. Ron,
we're not interested
suck
at that anymore.
I don't suck at anything. I'm actually awesome at everything. Well,
okay.
We had a short topic list, but you know.
Did we actually cover iOS 5?
We did.
I was gone for 20
briefly.
Minutes.
Yeah, we did, but
chips.
It was one of those, nobody gives a shit kind of things.
Yeah, I mean, the only two people here that really care about it are me and Ben.
Yeah.
And we both, you know, I wrote a whole review on it today,
okay,
so I'm kind of
tapped
out on it.
You finally have Wi-Fi syncing. Welcome to the club, bro.
That is, again, that if you read my review, if any of you would care to go to the Noisecast, it's a little site we put together.
I read it.
It's a little site.
I mentioned in there that a lot of the features on iOS 5 have been done before by other OSs.
Oh, no, I get it.
By every other OS.
It seems it seems like right now, instead of leading the pack, the iPhone and the iOS is now officially in keeping up with the Joneses mode.
You know what? I mean, it's not even... Like, I don't look at it as keeping up or leading or whatever.
Of course
like,
you don't, because you don't want to be beaten.
I don't want... No, I don't care. Like, if yours is better, yours is better. I think they're all different, so whoever wants this one will get this one, and if you want that one, you'll get that one. The people on our roster who use Android like Android for whatever reason they like Android, and you like Windows Phone 7 because it's minimalist and there's big tiles and whatever.
I like big, shiny buttons.
Gonzo likes his BlackBerry, so he could be trendy and like...
He likes to live in the past.
Gonzo's smartphone hipster.
Yeah. He drinks his hipster PBR and plays with his BlackBerry, and he's like, nobody's got these anymore. It's so vintage.
Hello, Pot. Yeah. This is the kettle.
Point is, I don't care that Apple is the last to do that.
No, it's just that they're leveling the playing field.
Sure. And I think it's convenient. I like Wi-Fi syncing. It's worked well so far. My phone basically syncs itself twice a day now, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Compared to the once a year that I used to do.
No, I get it. I get what you're saying.
It's not a competition to me. It's just about what works for me in my life, and I'm happy to have it.
Until I make fun of it, and then you're all upset.
Look, if you don't allow us to make this into a competition, we got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, really. Bull crap, man.
I'm just trying to be the bigger person here.
Well, okay, eat a bunch of Twinkies and get back to me in a year.
Look, Gonzo's taller and fatter than all of us. I think the bigger person contest is over. So. Yeah.
And he's rocking a rim.
He's even here.
I am.
God, I just saw this. I hadn't seen this little I'm talking button light up in like 20 minutes.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
All right. I think it's time we moved into WTF news.
Really bad. Yeah, we didn't have much on top of this.
We got a short topic.
Okay, Ben.
Well, mainly because
what was I bitching about?
Not having a lot on the topic list.
I was stating a fact.
Injecting
opinion.
What else would go in there? Let's go, Ben.
I don't know.
What other news that you claim is out there should we cover?
I didn't say there was other news. I was pointing out we had a short topic list.
The big story
Stop yelling
this week.
At me.
Don't make fun of the size of my topic list, all right?
Ooh. I'm sure it's perfectly adequate.
It's not the size of the topic list. It's the motion in the internet.
That's really hard. Yeah.
We're not even making fun of you for that one, Ron.
I tried. I'm tired. And a little drunk. Well, let's talk about Topeka, Kansas.
I'd rather not. Yeah, what good has ever come out of Kansas? Other than barbecue sauce.
You know what, Ben? I think you should hang out for a minute. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, okay then. So tell me, what's going on?
Well, faced with their worst budget crisis since the Great Depression, states and cities have resorted to increasingly desperate measures to cut costs.
Okay, I'm with you so far.
Okay, Ron is reading to us.
State and local governments have laid off teachers, slashed Medicaid funding, and even started unpaving roads and turning off streetlights.
How the fuck you unpave a road? Wouldn't that take more money?
What the fuck?
But perhaps the most shocking idea to save money is being debated right now by the City Council of Topeka, Kansas. The city could repeal an ordinance banning domestic violence because some say the cost of prosecuting those cases is just too high.
But wait a minute. Are you implying that I engage in domestic violence? That's why I would appreciate this story?
I know
Fuck you,
Ben.
Hell,
I know you like to beat your wife.
Don't make me hit you.
Well, the point
is...
Who
wears the pants in that relationship?
Leave me alone.
Get back in the kitchen.
I'm going to stay at my mother's. Anyway.
Good God.
This is terrible. I just figured I don't endorse hitting women. That's a bad thing to do.
But you're fine with hitting me.
Yeah, just Ron. I'm fine with hitting Ron, and I encourage all of our listeners to hit Ron, but not Will.
As often and as hard as possible.
Oh, God. All right, Kevlar, take over. I gotta cry for a minute.
Okay, anyway. So, Topeka, Kansas would approve, apparently, the city council is debating whether or not we should allow people to beat Ron and other women. Or just domestic violence. Because, honestly, domestic violence works both ways. Ron, if you're going to cry, go away from the microphone.
You're not my
push
dad.
To talk. Push to cry.
No, I'm not your push dad. To cry. Push to cry.
See, usually our WTF news is, like, fun and wacky. This is definitely WTF, but it's not fun or wacky. It's just sad.
No, it's... This is
what the fuck, Kansas? What the hell is wrong with you?
I can't...
Okay.
I mean, I understand that, okay, they're trying to save money, and I'm sure being in middle America, there's a lot of people that beat their wives out there.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a better idea. How about decriminalizing marijuana? How about that? Instead of decriminalizing hitting your fucking wife.
Well, the only reason they're doing it is because
marijuana has to remain a felony.
I mean, I'm sure that... I don't know.
Big sigh. Big sigh.
Yeah,
I'm disappointed.
This is one of those times when you just get disappointed in humanity when you read shit like this.
Except, exactly. I'm not entirely sure anyone who lives in Kansas is human.
I've yet to see anything good come out of Kansas.
Wait,
except
isn't
barbecue.
Westco Baptist? Like, no, Kansas
that's...
barbecue is bullcrap.
Really? I've had a couple that were pretty good, but I'm willing to concede that it's bullcrap. But yeah. No, to answer your question, the WBC, I think, is out of
Kansas.
Not Kansas.
It's out of Topeka.
Is it really? Oh, then fuck them.
I mean, yeah, this is just... This is depressing.
10 gallons of fun.
I mean, it's sad to say it, but, like, you understand... You can understand the jam that these towns are in. You know, okay, they have no money, and the cost of doing business is really high. But...
It shouldn't be.
To take away, to repeal a law that says you can't beat your wife or, you know, if the other, if it vice versa is what's going on, you know, that's fine too, I guess. Because they have to enforce that law the most. I mean, that's, first of all, if they have to enforce it that much, that's grounds for the fact that it should never be repealed. Obviously,
why
have a problem.
Why don't they take speeding tickets out of the equation?
Well, because that's a moneymaker. Why would they do that?
It's not a moneymaker.
It absolutely is. They don't spend money. They just pull you over and give you a ticket, and then
you pay
money.
And
yeah,
if you go to
that
court,
judge is going
to
be working that day anyway.
And the cop is, well, the cop has got to do overtime hours, because cops going to court is always their overtime hours. It's
yeah,
never-
but have you ever seen, think about it this way. Have you ever gone to court for a ticket? I'm sure most of us have.
No, I go to defensive driving.
No, because I never speed.
Okay,
liar.
Well, I got one ticket once, and it would have been a 4-point ticket, which was ridiculous. But, and I went to court for it, and you think about it, they have a court, I think it's like once a month for tickets, or at least in New Jersey it is. And there were maybe 15 people there. And there's no way this town wrote 15 tickets in a month. Most people just say, fuck it, I don't want to deal with the problem, and just pay the ticket. So for the 10 people that do show up at court, they're really not losing that much money for it.
Well, okay, you're talking something like that where people don't... It's a small town that people drive through and get tickets in, sort of thing.
That's their revenue source.
Yeah.
No, I mean, those kind of towns don't really exist in Jersey.
But then you've got cops that sit on the side of the road riding, you know, sitting in a speed trap, working 20 minutes out of every hour. And they could be out, you know, actually doing cop work.
Well, that's
another
problem.
In a lot
of towns
like that, is there cop work to do?
There is none. That's all they do.
Yeah, but this
is
Topeka, Kansas. It's bigger than Podunk, wherever the hell you guys are.
Because I know quite a few
Podunk, New Jersey.
Only have one or two police officers, and there's nothing else to do but write tickets.
Okay.
Do you live in Mayberry or something?
I've been to a few Mayberries in my day.
Yeah, I've been through those two. And most of the time, they don't even have cops. They just have a sheriff. Like a county sheriff, and that guy covers like 16 different towns. That's a total of 8 stoplights.
You guys got to see the town I grew up in. Oh my God. The town itself is 1 square mile. One.
I'm proud of you.
That is my personal hell. I can't stand small towns.
No, it was surrounded by other towns. Plenty of it wasn't like a small middle of nowhere kind of thing. It's surrounded by towns. Bigger towns too. But in the 1 square mile town, they had 35 police officers.
What?
To patrol 1 square mile.
Sitting around jerking each other off.
That's all they did. Everybody and their mother just got pulled over all day getting tickets.
And see, that's really stupid because everyone in that town, I mean, the people who lived in there were the ones that got pulled over because everyone else was like, oh, it's a square mile. I can go around that.
Yeah. And so, there's plenty of ways to go around it. There's no real reasons to drive through it.
There's a neighborhood / town where I grew up that had the same thing. They have a police force for what's essentially a large neighborhood. They are their own town, and they have their own fire department as well, and their own town council and everything like that. The only people getting pulled over are the people who live there because it's a neighborhood. So it's they all, and all the cops do is traps. Half the people in the town are like, why don't we get rid of these cops and just, why don't we incorporate into the city of Houston like everyone else? Like, well, we don't want to. We have our own cops. Yes, you do. We're discussing that right now. Let's get rid of the cops.
Yeah, and so, you know, most of the time cops just turn into revenue agents. That's it.
But they shouldn't be. Cops are not there to make money anyway. They should be there to enforce laws.
Oh, I agree. But what are you going to do?
Fire cops until they crime goes up too much?
All right, well, if you figure out how to fire cops, stop by Jersey. We could use your help.
It's easy. You say, hey, you're fired.
Look, Donald Trump has the market cornered.
Yeah, I was going to say, if there's one thing he's good at, it's that and not combing his toupee.
I'm pretty sure the police union has something to say about that, though.
Police union? I mean, seriously? Okay, the town's going bankrupt. We're going to fire you. Who are they going to sue you? They're going to sue the town? Okay,
yeah,
sue the town. The town doesn't have any money. They're going bankrupt.
Well, unions, you know.
No, I don't know. Anyway, let's move on to the next stupid piece
of
news.
Yeah, the next one's a lot more lighthearted.
This one's a little better.
It sounds like a carnival game, actually.
Sounds like a carnival.
And just to
it's from Florida.
It is absolutely from Florida.
Our favorite state.
Well, so we wouldn't want to have an episode without a Florida story.
Absolutely.
Of course not.
So it says on the top, it's some news on a job creation front in Florida. So keep that in mind as we go through this, because, yeah. A state legislator has found yet another example of government regulation getting in the way of job creation. So, Republican Rich
Workman... I want this job.
Republican Rich... Is that Rich? He spells it weird. Rich Workman filed a bill last week to bring back dwarf tossing. The barbaric and dangerous barroom spectacle that was imported from Australia and thrived briefly in Florida before it was outlawed in 1989.
So, would you say it thrived for a short amount of time?
All right.
I'm on a quest to seek and destroy unnecessary burdens on the freedom and liberties of people.
This is America. We should be allowed to toss a dwarf if we want.
Quoted saying, this is an example of Big Brother government.
You could pull this thing apart with puns. All that it does is prevent some dwarfs from getting jobs. Wow, this guy... this guy is majestically failing at... I want to meet his constituents. I want to meet the people who voted this guy in the office.
Oh, wait, so the job creation
was always
is...
a bunch of dwarfs, though.
So. Yeah, it's not short people or anything attempting to be PC. It's dwarfs.
Well, maybe they literally dwarves, like Gimli.
Okay. He later said, "I would never force anybody to take this form of employment or pay to watch it. I think it's repulsive and stupid, but it's none of the state's business if someone wants to do this."
I think it's repulsive and stupid.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Why doesn't
it is a good point.
Why doesn't he fight bans on prostitution then? Because I'm sure there's a lot more skanks out there that would like to get paid for getting laid than there are dwarfs that really need to get tossed.
Especially in Florida. Florida, I was in Florida, what was it, 2 years ago.
Did you get yourself checked?
I did. I'm clean. I'm okay. But
it was cool, Ron?
No, it was always cool.
It was never cool to me in Florida. Sorry.
Yeah, it was, I mean,
it
is what it is.
Disney World.
But driving down, I don't remember what road it was, but it was some kind of a, you know, not a major highway, but kind of a bigger state road. And literally every mile, there's a strip club from town to town to town to town to town. Just strip clubs everywhere. That place is riddled with them.
There's a place back home right outside of Fort Benning, Georgia, called Victory Drive. Victory Drive has nothing but tattoo parlors, titty bars, and banks for the ATMs. That's it. There's nothing else on that road.
That's
what more do you need? That sounds like paradise.
Well, and not only that, it's outside of a huge military installation.
Yeah,
so
Fort Benning is the one where they send all of the airborne people.
Yeah,
that's where they learn how to jump out of planes.
There's a stretch of Fifth Avenue here in downtown San Diego. Nothing but bail bonds. It's probably like a mile of just bail bonds.
You know, that's one thing I don't miss seeing on TV since I moved out of there. It was bail bond commercials.
Yeah, man, like King Stallman. Like, people from this area will recognize that, but
okay, not only are they, you know, kind of just annoying, they're some of the worst produced commercials I've ever seen. It's like, yeah, you're 58
worse than Chuck
years
Testa?
Old. Yes.
Chuck Testa is awesome.
Chuck Testa, I mean, at least that one was, I don't know, unique in a way. This is like some 60-year-old guy rapping, but he's, I mean, God.
That sounds like a great commercial.
No.
Local business commercials are like one of my guilty pleasures because they're just so wonderfully bad.
Yeah.
No. Chuck Testa.
Nope.
Chuck Testa.
Why should there be a law against something because other people find it humiliating?
Are you
Way
really
to jump
right
back in, Ron.
If you want to be tossed and you're a dwarf, that should be up to you.
You thought we were done with this topic. Nope.
Chuck Testa.
Dwarf tossing.
I love the guys like, I want to start a small agency. Open intended to hire other dwarfs.
Hang on. A 3-foot-5-inch engineering consultant has something to say.
Is he going to discuss the aerodynamics of throwing a dwarf?
People who were thrown were alcoholics with low self-esteem. Many of them were injured and one committed suicide. Did he jump off a bridge or was he thrown?
Maybe ridiculous. They tossed him and then said he committed suicide.
Okay, it said that this signals a permissive air of mockery on an entire class of people. Yeah, okay, because Florida wants to allow people to throw midgets at their own, you know, allow midgets to allow themselves to be thrown. I mean, that's nothing like what Wee Man has done to make a complete mockery out of everything short. He is the little man who's getting tossed all the time.
But, I mean, in their defense, you know, Wee Man has every right to do so. If he wants to do that, he can.
Yeah, but I'm saying the former president of Little People of America, that 3-foot-5-inch engineering consultant, he's saying that it's limiting or it's embarrassing or whatever. It's bringing a bad name on the short people. When's the last time you saw, aside from Game of Thrones, a short person in a serious role in a movie or TV show?
Bad Anchorman. Santa.
No, not Anchorman, sorry. Elf. Different Will Ferrell movie.
Okay,
Willow.
That's... Eh. And that's
Return of the Jedi.
That's four... Are you
Leprechaun.
Bringing Yoda up?
No, he was talking about
the Ewoks.
The Ewoks. Oh. And R2-D2.
That's
There's
right.
actually a midget rolling around in a trash can.
Yeah. So out of all the thousands of movies and TV shows that have been produced since 1970, we've gotten 6 total serious efforts of
Is it against the law to throw normal-sized people, or is this only discriminated against dwarves?
Well, I don't think it's a toss at that point. It's more of a chuck.
It's like a caper toss.
Semantics, man. Doesn't matter.
You know, all once, right. This is completely unrelated, but once I saw three midgets in one day, and like I said, it must have been a lucky day. I should have played the lottery or something.
You should have gone look for four.
And one was wearing an eye patch. Like,
oh, man.
That was a blessed day.
You lucky man.
Was there one with a mullet?
No, unfortunately.
This is short doesn't mean they have bad taste, Vito.
there was a guy in 5'10", in one of my old units, who was dating a midget. And it was really freaky because the kid was like, he was lanky and like 6'4". So I don't even want to know the logistics of their sexual intercourse. It was just strange thinking about it. But we used to call her the McMidget because she worked at McDonald's. He fucking hated it. We all thought it was hilarious.
So once this guy I know sent me a link, he's like, hey, you want to see a video of a midget riding a motorbike and then getting fucked on a bar? I was like, what? And he's like, okay.
So
he sent me the link, and that's exactly what it was. I thought maybe he was some kind of joke. No, it's exactly what it was.
So
this midget woman on one of those tiny little motorbikes rides into a bar completely nude and gets fucked on it. I was like, wow. It wasn't false advertising.
Fantastic.
Yeah, why would the answer to that ever be anything other than, yes, I would love to see this?
Because we live in a Puritan society.
Fuck that.
Welcome back, Gonzo.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw a little wrench, folks, here, and do a news story that wasn't previously on the topic list, but I found it, and it's quite funny. A man suspected of repeatedly defecating on school grounds.
Can the rest of us get the link?
Yes, it's in the default channel.
Oh, good God.
Ocala police have responded to at least five times to reports of someone defecating on the top step of a portable classroom at a middle school, according to the Ocala Police Department release. Who would do such a thing? After placing video surveillance equipment in the area and asking the public for help, police have now suspected Kenneth Martin Sarsoni, 23, according to the Star Banner. In one episode, Sarsoni, who fessed up, allegedly left behind a note and a pair of women's thong underwear, along with his feces.
What the fuck?
You missed the best part of the article, though. The opening line, the case of the mad crapper may have been solved. That's like the worst Batman villain ever.
Have you guys ever seen any of those the portable classrooms that they call them? There's just like a trailer out back.
I used to learn in a portable classroom.
My classroom at work is a portable.
Yeah. Did you really used to learn in one?
Yeah, like every school in Arkansas has at least one portable classroom.
It's cheaper than building new buildings.
Yeah, and actually the schools around here, like especially the elementary schools, they have a lot of those trailers just because there's so much people. And, like, the schools are so overcrowded, they had to put new classrooms. They couldn't
build my buildings. My elementary school didn't even have walls.
Okay, that's a little...
Jesus,
it had,
what?
It had partitions between...
Did you just
rooms.
Sit in the middle of the woods? I don't think that was a school.
They didn't ask you to take pictures, did they?
Show us on the doll where they touched you.
In New Jersey, I don't know how they do it around you guys, but... The portable classrooms were usually for special ed.
Yeah, I've heard that, actually, that portable classrooms
Ron,
were usually for...
Or not
that's
Ron,
why I was in there
Ray. That explains Ray.
Well, you know.
But yeah, no, around here, it's just because there's so many kids and not enough space.
So, I mean, when I read this story, I automatically assumed it was a special ed classroom, and then there's just a man taking a shit on the top step.
Racist.
Well, just
I don't think special needs is a race, Vito.
Sure it is.
Yeah, you guys unite. Special eds. But why would he poop on a fucking special ed school?
Some men just want to see the world burn, stink.
And leave a note and a thong.
He's a criminal mastermind. He is.
Well, obviously, it's just weird. Oh, by the way, in case you were confused about that, the story comes out of Florida. So,
is that the guy who's cheering in the article? He looked like a pretty weird guy.
Oh, he's taking a dump on the top step of a classroom. I'm pretty sure he's a pretty weird guy.
Well, he is the mad rapper.
And moving on from that weirdness to our last WTF story coming out of Chicago. Suspect complains.
Where's Callis when you need him?
Yeah, right.
He's mispronouncing things. He'll be back in a minute.
Suspect complains cops earn too much nowadays to take bribes.
What?
To take bribes. It wasn't the first time police have heard. Someone was allegedly upset that his $100 bribe was rejected.
$100? That's a shitty bribe.
So yeah. At 2:25 a.m. on September 29th, police officer saw Eugene G. Hill, 60, of Calumet Park, make an improper turn. The officer stopped Hill's car and asked him for his license. Instead, Hill handed him a $100 bill, to which Deputy Chief Jeff Wold said... The officer said, "No, sir, I need your driver's license," and was told, "No, this is for you."
No freaking way!
So I tried to bribe him.
He probably forgot that nearly every cop has a fucking dash cam running now. Yeah. So.
Well, you can't get away with that shit anymore.
That and cops. It's seriously, you're going to risk your whole career? This isn't Mexico. You can't risk your whole career over $100.
Yeah.
I would.
Apparently, his license already revoked.
Yeah. That's why he's really mad.
He got charged with driving under the influence, driving on a suspended license, operating an uninsured motor vehicle, improper turn, and bribery.
Well, he really, stand-up citizen, that guy.
I love, though, how he's complaining about, this cop was too righteous. He wouldn't take my money. They make too much.
Shut up.
Pay them less.
Money.
Pay them less so we can bribe them to get out.
Yeah, he said, you used to be able to buy off cops with a cup of coffee, but now they take such high salaries.
Oh, God.
What?
I think that's maybe the definition of a first world problem.
It really is. Especially, I don't know how cops are around you guys, but they used to be better around New Jersey, but now there's like this whole crop of young cops, like fresh out of police academy or whatever they go to, and they have all just got this chip on their shoulder. Do you run into a lot of them, Vito?
Well, I don't, and you would think that driving a big ass red truck I would have a lot more run-ins with the police, but I think I've been pulled over once in the 4 years that I lived here.
Did you try to bribe him that time?
No, because I knew I was fucking speeding.
I'm never not speeding. Unless I'm not driving.
What about if you're stopped?
That too. Well, that would constitute not driving.
What if you're coming up to a stoplight?
I'm slowing down.
But are you speeding?
I'm slowing right down. I'm slowing down very second. Quickly. So I'm
speeding. The rate of deceleration is high.
Right. I'm speeding into slowing down. Speeding into
really
a stop.
Really good brakes.
Well, I did.
Okay.
You're going to expand on that? You're just going to stop?
I'm done.
I thought you're going to tell a story. So I actually went and got
I had beer. Good brakes until I slowed down too quickly too many times, and now I don't have good brakes. That was the... that's what I was going there. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. It was one of those that was a lot funnier in your head.
It was...
insanely funny in his head.
Forget it. Why is it... It's like 50 degrees outside, and it's 4,000 degrees in my room right now.
I'm not
it's
entirely
all those
sure.
Apple products.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure speed. Even your Apple products could withstand a heat of 4,000 degrees.
They do pretty well. They get very hot.
Anyway, this has been Ron's news of his bedroom. Thanks for joining us tonight. Next week he'll bitch about how dirty his underwear drawer is.
Oh, it's so dirty.
We've got one more story coming out of the chat.
Oh, out of Ron's bedroom?
Yeah.
The smoking gun.
Yeah, check out Gumper's link. I actually saw this the other day, and I meant to add it to the topic list, but I forgot.
You have shit on her face? So.
Yeah, well, Ron's not going to...
A Minnesota teenager arrested for burglarizing a neighbor's home told cops that she had sought to steal cash and household items to help pay for her pornography addiction.
Whoa! Amanda, why did she just get a boyfriend?
Amanda,
or look at internet porn.
Take a look at her. Amanda Owens, 18, was nabbed this week for allegedly squeezing through the doggy door to get into Darren Pake's home in East Bethel.
I guess the guy had set up several hidden video cameras after his home had been burglarized several times in the last.
That's ridiculous.
All right, look, I see that her face is, it looks like it caught on fire and somebody put it out with a fork, but that doesn't really matter. She should be able to get a boyfriend. I have seen some hideous fucking wildebeests running around with a dude on their arm. So,
well, things were different.
That
there's,
you know, I mean, if you like airbrush that picture a little bit, she's not terrible looking. It's just her face is covered in barnacles or something.
Maybe she's actually just addicted to porn.
No,
but hey,
obviously
if you're addicted to porn, there's lots of free porn out there.
She's not addicted to porn. She's addicted to meth because. And that, the porn was just her story.
I don't know, man. She seems a little plump for meth.
A good
point.
Yeah,
she's not quite a
meth. She's addicted to some kind of narcotics.
It's the early stages. She's only 18.
She's only
Gonzo
said,
there's so much free porno on the internet. Like, nobody pays for porn. You don't need cash for it. So she's addicted to drugs is what she is.
Yeah, she walked in. She's like, yeah, I need the money for... porn.
Yeah, that was the first thing that popped into her head. She's like, no, I need the money for my porno addiction. I
she's like looking around
porno.
The house for something to call on and she sees a porn video. She's like, I need the money for the porn. Ah, fuck, porn addiction, I guess.
Like, fuck, that was the best I come up with. God damn it.
Damn it, why'd I have to see a porn? Well, that's disgusting.
It kind of looks like somebody hit her with 20-gauge birdshot.
Yeah.
Ugh. Lying. Never works.
20-gauge birdshot. So, you learned a lesson tonight, folks. Don't steal your neighbor's money for porn.
No, just don't get caught.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that's a lesson you can learn from us. That's something you should probably figure out.
Take my advice. You do not want to be caught in your neighbor's house trying to get money for porn.
There you go. That's better.
And if you are caught, you better hope you're not naked because that is awkward.
Not that he would know. It's something that he read on the internet once.
Yes. No, I mean, of course, I would never anything like that, but I did that.
I think you're just digging yourself a hole.
Big old
butthole. Yep. All right. Well, we've run through this topic list enough, and I've exposed more of myself than I didn't want to.
Your Siri?
We should wrap this up before Ron starts exposing himself even more.
Ah, I'm so hot.
Thank God this isn't a video podcast.
Although I can do video to our lives, to our Ustreamers.
You know what I feel like right now? I feel like, do you guys ever see...
Ending the podcast before you start making this your personal diary?
No. I feel like...
I was really hoping it's what you felt like.
All right, fuck it. We're done. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'm sorry I'm miserable tonight.
Hey, you should point out, this is kind of our one-year anniversary.
All right, I forgot about that.
Our first episode, yeah, way to go. Our first episode was October 12th, 2010. So, by the time you guys are listening to this, hopefully it'll be tomorrow. It'll be October 11th, 2010. So, happy 1 year to us. And also, happy Thanksgiving to you weirdo Canadians that celebrate in October. But mostly 1 year to us. That's the important thing.
Yeah. Right. Yes, it's been a year.
Thanksgiving.
But you know,
we haven't grown at all.
It felt like 5 minutes.
We're still the same assholes.
It felt like 5 minutes underwater. All right, so tonight, here with me, we had Gonzo Ryder.
I was here. It was great.
Kevlar was not on this episode.
Still not here.
We had Ben, Penguin.
Peace out, guys.
And we had Vito.
We had Vito.
Well, he went to Olive Garden.
I was going for awkward silence.
All I heard was your truck starting, and you were like, oh, I can't wait to get the endless soup and bread bowl salad.
I was actually some thinking about driving to your house and shitting on your stoop.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Why don't
the
you
mad crapper strikes again.
Usually it's me. I'm like, I'm drunk. Anyway. So thank you for joining us for episode 48. Be sure to check us out on twitter.com/noisecast. Our website, obviously, thenoisecast.com. We're on Facebook as well. And I think we have a YouTube channel. And we have a Pigeon Messenger if you're interested. This has been episode 48. I've been your host, Ron, and thank you for listening. Good night. Run!